welcome, welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Luke Mathers in for Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show, call or text at 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Later this hour at 11:33, we are going to talk about what you have learned by watching YouTube videos. We're calling it YouTube University. So if you want to text in what you have learned and save your calls until 11:33, we would love to talk about it at that time. Really grateful to have our next guest with us. I saw this last week. This is a story posted by WISN reporter James Stratton. Representative Lakeisha Myers from Milwaukee is here. Good morning, Representative Myers. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This is something that we've talked about on the show, Representative, many, many times. Not just reckless driving, but certainly the number of drivers in Wisconsin who do not have a driver's license. And then, unfortunately, this is let go for years until there's some horrible, tragic accidents. And this is a recent one here in Milwaukee, a man charged with hitting and killing a four-year-old girl. Never had a driver's license, and they get fined for it, but it seems like nothing ever happens. So, Representative Myers, can you explain this process, what happens when someone gets caught speeding or whatever and they don't have a license? What's the first thing that they get?
So the first thing that they get is a ticket. So it is a civil offense. You get a ticket for driving without a license. The issue comes in when a person has multiple offenses. The option is, if you get stopped, you should be going to jail. That's the second offense. You should be going to jail. However, that is not usually how a person is charged. They are getting multiple tickets because in the law enforcement system, it just shows up as suspended license. So the law enforcement does not know if you've never had a license before or if you had a license and did something else and it became suspended. So that's where the breakdown comes in.
So they are not identified as never having had a license. That doesn't make any sense.
Because it doesn't make sense to me either.
It seems like that would be an important distinction.
Absolutely. It should, you know, read as, you know, no license found or never had a license, whatever verbiage you want to use.
Right.
You know, at this point, to say that this is where we are, that you've never had a license, and that should automatically tip law enforcement off to say, nope, this is a next level for a citation. You're driving without a license, period. You've never been issued one. And now we can impound your car. We can take you to jail for, you know, 30 days, whatever it is that you have there. And you go in front of a judge.
Representative Lakeisha Myers from Milwaukee is joining us. We're talking about a story from James Stratton of WISN about how things work if you don't have a driver's license. Here is what he has in his story, Representative Myers. A driver with no license is ticketed with an operating without a license ticket the first time. So the first offense is a traffic ticket. The second offense in 3 years is a misdemeanor. But so many of these people don't pay that first operating without a license ticket. Their non-existent license gets suspended. So a license you don't have is then suspended. It makes no sense.
And you can continue breaking the law over and over and over again. And in the case of this last person that killed the young baby, 4 years old, you know, he had already killed somebody with a vehicle in 2018. So that was, you know, again, just salt into the wound of the community when we have to deal with fixing all these flaws that we have in our law.
Seriously. So the drivers that don't pay that first operating without a license ticket get their non-existent license suspended. Then the next time they get pulled over, they're getting a suspension ticket because their status, as you mentioned, Representative Myers, shows up as suspended.
Right. Yes.
So whose responsibility is this to change this law, this issue?
Now you get to the interesting part. I guess it's my job to figure out whose responsibility
is. Oh, great.
Because with the Department of Transportation, we have scheduled a meeting with the Department of Transportation to try to fix this, to find out what can be listed in addition to the suspension. there should be some type of flag for law enforcement to say, Lakeisha Myers never had a license. We don't recognize this name, you know, this address, whatever.
Right.
That you have. Well, if I've never had a driver's license, it should flag, you know, it should light up or do something on their screen to say this person never had a license and they should know what to do with me then. The other part of that is we've reached out to the district attorney's office, to Chief Judge Carl Ashley at the circuit court, at, and Judge Phil at the municipal court as well, to figure out what type of legal guidance is needed from there and the attorney general's office to make sure that we are charging people correctly. Because this, with multiple tickets, folks are not being processed or charged correctly until they do something like kill a person,
right?
Which is too far gone. We've exhausted the reality there. When you've hit someone and injured them, bodily harm, all of that, you're going to be charged there first because of, you know, reckless homicide, all of those things in the charging order. The initial driving without a license is probably now pushed on the back burner because now we are at, you know, murder.
Yep.
Well, it's, I mean, if I'm hearing this all correctly, it just sounds like a person who, let's say I'm a person who's never had a license ever in my life, but I'm driving, would be treated as the same as someone who has a suspended license or someone, or, I mean, if you forget your license, that's not the same charge,
yes.
I don't think, but you're all the same person in the eyes of the law, even though I, as never having a license, should be, there should be different. A heavier fine or penalty for that.
Absolutely. You are spot on. And that is what I believe as well. I think that with the, this is not just a Milwaukee thing.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, of course.
This is a statewide like phenomenon of people who are repeatedly driving without licenses, driving recklessly. I want to, you know, put it all on the table for us to deal with at the legislature, because we're not dealing with people with law enforcement, you know, getting people who don't have tags on their cars. We see that a lot in Milwaukee. People driving around absent, you know, any tag of any sort, whether it's stolen or not.
And no plates.
No plates, you know, or, you know, all of these things. So I believe that we should use all the technology available to us to operate and help our law enforcement officers out. It's only so many people that we can have out in the community doing traffic stops and, you know, looking at all the crimes and people breaking houses, all these things. That's where manpower should be focused on. If we have machines, let's use them to help us. So that's why I believe in red light cameras. That's why I want us to be able to utilize drone technology, you know, aircraft if possible, in a, you know, regional sense, to try to look at speed enforcement, red light enforcement, and that's across the state. People, you know, in Waukesha County have reached out to me about the red light pilot bill that we have, you know, that we introduced the last three sessions that has gone nowhere. But, you know, and there are folks, you know, like, no, we need this in our community, too. It's not just in one concentrated area. And I think if it's equitably done and done correctly, you put it at your intersections where you have the highest number of traffic accidents or people that are speeding and acting crazy, all of these things. That will slow down and temper some of that behavior. But I think we got to attack it from all ends, not just the legislative piece, the penalty enhancements that we're looking at. I'm looking at that because I think we write laws for the time and space that we are in, but they have, you know, all kinds of things that are going on. So we have to do other things as well. So we have to make sure that we are attacking this from all angles. Yes, I believe in universal driver's education. I was in the last driver's ed class that they had at Rufus King High School way back in 2001. It was a serious deal. Mm-hmm. I learned the classroom aspects of it. I took my behind the wheel seriously. I know 10 and 2. I'm a defensive driver. I do all of those things because I was properly taught, not just out here, you know, let me go grab mom and dad's keys and just roll away. This is not how we need to do this thing here. So I think we need to look at all of those aspects and really look at it for the safety, the public safety benefits that we have for all of that.
I think, you know, that's the one thing, Representative, I'm glad you said. It's not just Milwaukee. When people think of traffic accidents, they're going to be like, oh, Milwaukee is such a hard place. Yes, Milwaukee can be a difficult city to navigate, but I live in Kenosha. I can tell you right now about the intersection that is a 5-minute walk from my house where I watch people routinely blow the red light, not a yellow light that's turning red, just a solid red light where they just drive right through. This is a statewide problem, and we need statewide solutions. And the question I guess I have, and I know it's a stupid one, what are any of the reasons why these enforcement measures wouldn't go through? I mean, this, we're talking about helping our police. We're talking about easing the responsibility so they can take care of the big crimes.
Who would be against this, is the question,
who's
right?
Who's against it? Sorry, I don't mean to get riled up. It just makes no sense to me.
There are quite a few people who are against it. They don't like the idea of, number one, when it comes to red light cameras specifically, this was written as a pilot program. That's the way the current, you know, the draft of the legislation is written. It's a pilot program only to be used in Milwaukee, which is the only first class city that we have, you know, in the state. And when you ever you see anything that says for the city of the first class, that's code for Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So that's it. And it's supposed to be listed with have one red light camera. And again, this is just for red light cameras, not speed enforcement. So just red light cameras in one in every aldermanic district in Milwaukee. So that's what, 15 districts, 15 red light cameras in the place where you have like the most traffic activity, or, you know, you've had the most accidents or whatever. And there are other folks who know where those are and would be. I am looking at it from this perspective of, okay, we've had a chance to do this in the pilot study and nobody wanted to do it. Other communities are asking for this. It's a municipality issue right now. Mm-hmm. For me, let Waukesha, if the town of Brookfield wanted to have red light cameras, let them have it. That's for the town of Brookfield to decide that. If, you know, they want to have one in Ashland, wherever, let the people in that local municipality decide that they want this particular type of community and that they want, you know, these enforcements in their community. It shouldn't be the state dictating to local municipalities what they need in that particular respect.
Representative Lakeisha Myers is our guest. We are going to continue this conversation. If you got a couple more minutes, stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Luke Mathers in for Calvin today. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our guest, Democratic Wisconsin Representative Lakeisha Myers, has joined us. We're talking about an article from WISN reporter James Stratton last week. The headline reads, "Driving Without a License, Milwaukee Lawmaker Seeks Tougher Penalties." And Representative Myers, we were talking about, again, people who get caught driving without a license. Okay, they get a ticket. A lot of drivers don't pay that first ticket, so the license they don't have then gets suspended, which makes no sense and does nothing.
Absolutely. It doesn't make sense. And that's one of the reasons I'm looking to change that particular piece. And luckily, I don't believe that has to be changed by law. It is administratively something I believe can be done through the Department of Transportation. So we are, again, like I said, meeting with the Department of Transportation to try to make those changes and see what they can do as far as their export system to law enforcement officers when a person has never been issued a license. I think there should be a declarative difference in, you know, whether you or I said, "Oh, I left my license at home." At least if you run my name, you know, well, Lakeisha Myers does live at this address. She has a license. This is really her. This is the car that is registered to her name, you know, all of these things. But to, you know, just be out here and running rampant, I think, again, is just the latest example of how the social contract is broken it is unreal to see what some people do and what they will do, what they will try to get away with.
And they do it with their kids in the car, which sometimes that just, not everyone, but sometimes I see the way these people are driving and it's, that is the example you're setting for your children. So they're going to grow up and think that driving like this is perfectly fine. And it's not.
How much time do you have? I'm a teacher by trade, so we can go down that road. That's all day. So,
one of the things that I was talking about before we went on the air was, and I think by your explanation, it kind of it makes it not so. But it almost felt like there was a Wisconsin nature to the way we not punish people, but like we stop them. You're like, all right, you don't have a license. Don't do that again. Here's a ticket. Don't do it again. They're going to go do it again. Well, we got you again. So we're going to do this now, just instead of tough love. And I mean, I think I think we have the same attitude towards OWIs and DWIs in this state. It's like people should not be able to get 12 DWIs.
Seriously. And still be driving. Representative Myers, is it a matter of space? I mean, if we start sending these people to jail for 5 days, you know, if they're caught driving without a license, is it a space issue?
I am certain that there would probably be people to tell you that there would be a space issue, but I always believe where there's a will, there's a way. And when you try to meter discipline in a way that will let people know to value other people's lives, you know, and that's what we're trying to do here. So I will tell anybody, I don't believe that you should be locked up on a first offense. We're talking about people who have exhausted the grace that has ever been given to anybody.
Over, I mean, and, you know,
over and over.
Tested our last nerve.
You need to sit in jail for 30 days and figure that out. I think that, you know, when you look at how counties operate in our jail system and with our court system, how many counties actually have night court? Do any of them? I think they're, you know, so that's a way for you to still process information, even if you didn't, you know, or these cases that have been. You know, I talked to a judge recently and she was saying that she had an OWI case from 2003. So, and it's 2024. So really?
Really? But it's staffing issues, right? Part of it is staffing issues.
Part of it is staffing. I think the part of it is the other part that we need to actually, you know, look at what bench warrants we have that are still outstanding for people. Do they actually go back and look for these people? And, you know, making sure that we have some of these things in place. So I think it will be incumbent upon every aspect of the legal system, whether it's policing, whether it's the legislature, whether it's judicial, you know, the district attorney's office, all of these things have to work together and in tandem. And we have to decide that we are going to crack down. I've seen it in other things and other ways. You know, we decide, you know, you can't act crazy at the lakefront. So I see more enforcement at the lakefront as it gets warmer. Yep. You know, you will see patrols at the lakefront to make sure that everybody can enjoy and have a nice time. And, you know, the two or three people that want to clown, they don't get to do that. So I think this is the same way about making sure we secure our roadways.
Well, and it really just seems like a matter of semantics and just changing some of the wording. Cam from Nina texted in listening in Oshkosh on WISS. I'm not sure what legalese is needed to be maneuvered regarding implementing what the representative is talking about, but that's in my role as a programmer, something like this should be stupid easy to code. It shouldn't be that complicated.
I'll tell them, call me. Just, I may need you to program. Because if they tell me it's a problem, I'm going to say, this lady called at the radio and said,
tell them what you told me. It's stupid easy.
It's stupid easy to do. So we're going to figure out who we need to get to do this stupid easy thing so we can get it fixed. I mean, at least this is a first step. Because look, I know you all understand, you know, how the legislature it runs. We are not talking about going back into session until January of 2025. Man. So we have the entire summer and the whole fall to get through. And I'm sure there will be more accidents, more people who are running red lights, speed enforcement, all of these things. And we will see more people get hurt as we, you know, have our Wisconsin summer. So these are things that we actually have to look at and actually, you know, take a stand on, I think, as the public to force our elected officials to actually do something. So that is one of the things I'm asking people to do. If you are in favor of some type of red light camera enforcement, speed enforcement, you know, in your community, you don't have to live in Milwaukee. call your state representative and tell them this is something that we need. You know where the hot spots are in your community.
Yep.
It's not just a Milwaukee issue. People who live, you know, all across the state, they need to be calling and flooding our offices, letting us know that reckless driving is an issue and these are the things that we need to be doing.
And you know a really easy place to find the phone numbers of all your local representatives, Greg Buck?
Where's that, Jane?
Where would people go? People should go to myvote.wi.gov and you put your address in there and every single representative in your district who represents you, they will be listed along with their phone numbers. We really, really do encourage our listeners to call their representatives, Representative Meyer, as long as they're respectful. You're not swearing. You're not screaming. That's not the way to get anything done. And I would love to have you back sometime, Representative Myers, to talk a little more deeply about getting through to people how their dangerous behavior affects everyone else and what kind of examples we should be leaving for our children. So that's a discussion for another time. But thank you so very, very much for joining us today. Keep us posted on this.
I appreciate it.
Let us know how this goes, and we'll love to have you back.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Representative Lakeisha Myers, Democrat from Milwaukee, has been our guest. We have a news update coming up next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, see more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans. I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, executive producer Luke Mathers in today, along with his assistant producer Aurora the puppy. If you ever want to see what she looks like, because that's the draw, Luke is the puppy. I'm sorry. You can watch on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. She is stretched out. She's in one of those puppy poses where she's sleeping, and it looks like, gosh, how can that even be comfortable?
Yeah, there's nothing to apologize there for. I'm completely aware that she's the draw. She's I don't know why, but her head is out of the dog bed that she has here, and doesn't look comfortable at all, but she is passed out.
She is out, but good.
Just missing my dog so much right now.
You can always join the show. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842, like we mentioned. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We wanted to talk about this. It came up a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember what we were talking about, but it's just about all of the information now that is available on YouTube.
Yeah.
So YouTube isn't just for old videos and old, you know, SNL episodes. There's all kinds of instructional videos on YouTube. So you can pretty much fix just about anything.
Or build something. You know, it's a really great resource that I have just started to get into and understand. And it is great because all you type something into Google and just hit the videos tab, there'll be at least five videos. They're like, yep, here, I'm here to show you how to change your light switch. The actual light switch, not the cover, but the actual light switch. Here we go. This is what you do first. And it's like a 2-minute video, and that's all you need.
So we're curious, what have you learned from YouTube University? What videos have you watched on YouTube that you've really found to be handy and useful for whatever project you're doing or whatever you're doing around the house? 855-752-4842. Steve from Milwaukee texting in, dyeing stuff is useful on YouTube. I'm assuming that he means like dyeing t-shirts and things. I also learned how to change out the shower stems for the hot and cold water. Pretty involved. Have to have the right tools. Now I know what cowbell sockets are.
We just need more cowbell
what
sockets.
What more do you need?
More cowbell sockets, actually. There you go. I should have just waited. That joke just played itself.
Wrote itself. Absolutely.
Liz from Sockville said, on YouTube, we have learned how to remove a metal object from the garbage disposal, clean out clothes dryer vents. That's an important one.
Cleaning out dryer vents?
Yep. And also your washing machine, like, you know.
Your dishwasher?
No, your laundry.
Clothes washer.
Yeah, there's a little thing at the bottom there where you can, like, let out excess water that might build up.
Mm-hmm. And it's gross. It's got gunk in it. You got to clean it from time to time.
And replace an amplifier in your car. I mean,
that's impressive.
That's impressive. I mean, that's for me with YouTube University. That's where the most things, between learning how to just replace very simple things on my car to learning, I'm building a guitar kit right now. So I'm looking up wiring instructions, making sure I don't solder my fingers together.
What have you learned by watching YouTube University? 855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Brendan on the live stream says, I changed out the headlight bulbs in my car. My husband just did that.
Yep. I've done that. Windshield wiper arm. What was it? Oh,
I've done both of those.
Changing oil. My brother-in-law taught us how to change our oil on our cars, which is going to save you so much money a year. And also your filters. The filters are one of the biggest dodges in car repair. Those can be found on Amazon for like $12.
Yep. And they charge you, what, $30 for a new filter?
They charged my mom. They were going to charge my mom $100 for the filter and the labor. It would cost me $12 to buy it and put it in her car. It is a 30-second, quote-unquote, repair.
But there are some things you need, though, right? You need the oil pan.
Well, yes, with the
just a couple, but it's not like it's a huge investment.
No.
But you do need a couple of things in order to do that.
I think if you spend like $50, you're going to be able to get everything, and it's going to take you once you get good at it and quick at it, it's going to take you 15 minutes.
And you'll be so glad.
I pay $35 for the oil and the oil filter every time I do it. That usually costs me $90 when I take it. So
I'm bringing my car over to your
house. Seriously, everyone should learn how to change their own oil. It's not scary. It's so easy. If I can do it, it's so easy. You'll be saving so much money a year. And it, like you said, you just spend some money on the
a little investment.
Yeah, and then you're good to go.
855-752-4842. What have you learned by watching YouTube University? Paul from Spooner is joining us. Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for joining us.
Spooner.
I replaced the transmission on a BMW motorcycle off of YouTube.
Seriously?
I found confidence in myself doing it. Yes. It was the difference between bringing it to the junkyard because I couldn't afford to bring it to a dealer. They won't work on something that old. BMW dealers are hard to deal with. But
right.
I replaced the transmission off of a YouTube because I had confidence in myself to do it. I found a used one online, bought it. It's now working.
And did you have to buy any special tools or anything, Paul?
Yeah, but they tell you which ones to buy, but it was still cheaper than a dealer that wouldn't work on it.
Yeah.
A dealer wouldn't work on it.
At all.
I had to do it myself.
Wow.
No.
Yeah.
They simply said, we don't work on anything over 20 years old. I had to do it myself.
Are they owned by Apple? Well, boom, got them.
I'm confused by that, Paul, because there's a market for older BMWs. I'm really surprised by that.
Yeah, I had it online to sell it used, and I got a bunch of lowball offers. So it's like, you know what? I'll fix it myself and keep it.
Well, good for you. Well done.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, no problem.
Well,
I can do that.
And
thank you so much for listening, Paul, and thank you for calling. Really appreciate it.
Paul mentioned is very, very important thing to say is having the confidence in yourself to do it. If you're going to start watching these videos to do small repairs, create. Andrew from Maine on the live stream says my wife has multiple crafts that she has watched videos for, paint pouring, epoxy tumblers, sublimation videos, 3D printing, and now laser engraving.
Wow.
You got to have a bit of confidence or the adventurous spirit, because if you just think, well, I can't do that, you're never going to do it. You have to be willing to fail or at least get a little frustrated at the beginning because, yeah, you're not being taught by someone right next to you. And you might be watching. I'm like, when I do my car stuff, I'm watching it on my phone. So
you're right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Paul said it correctly. You got to have the confidence and know that you can do it. And at the end of the day, if you can't, then either find someone who can or, you know, try again. Because the stuff isn't that hard. They just made us think it is.
As long as they're not promoting like self brain surgery or something like that, you know.
No,
that,
Jane,
that
they're
I would
not...
stay away from, just from my point of view. Like, you never know.
But anything up to that, you're cool with.
Self lobotomies, you know, that sounds like a
bad
idea.
Well, some people,
idea.
I'm not going to stop them. So
that sounds like a Cards Against Humanity card, like self lobotomies YouTube tutorial, like that. That sounds like an answer there.
What have you learned from YouTube University? 855-752-4842.
We got a bunch of texts here coming
Excellent.
In. Water heater maintenance, temperature pressure relief, valve replacement, flushing it yearly. That was Matt from Germantown. Someone listening to 262, how to get rid of black ant mix, sugar and baking soda in the little dish. We're getting lessons right now.
Excellent.
And set it on your cupboard. Adios, ants. And then Cam made an important distinction that's very true. If you drive a V8, never skimp on oil or filters. Otherwise, like he's saying, it's fine to cheap out. Now, I'm not cheaping out. I get the oil I have to get for my car, and I get fine filters and everything. But yeah, you want to make sure you listen to the people in the video who tell you what you need to buy, or else you could be screwing things up.
Well, you're gonna make things. You could make things yeah. worse for yourself,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. This one I love. Laura from Rapids, from Wisconsin Rapids, saying, as a single mom, YouTube is sincerely priceless. I'm at a point where I can try everything myself with YouTube first. And if I get stuck, I can call for help and accurately communicate with the repair person when they get here. And that's actually great too.
Yeah.
You're teaching yourself the equipment and how it works. Even if you can't repair it, you can at least say, oh, that certain lug, hey, your cowbell screw is missing.
Your cowbell bolt.
Exactly.
855-752-4842. What have you learned by watching YouTube University? Ron from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Ron. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, good morning. I can't count how many times I've checked into YouTube videos to learn how to fix something or just learn how to run it better. And that ranges from repairing computers to auto mechanics and house repairs. And I'm not particularly great with any of this stuff, but I, you know, if you watch the video long enough, it sinks in a lot better than printed instructions. One thing though, I used to change my oil by hand all the time, and I can't now for various reasons. But those who want to do it, more power to you. But for God's sakes, when you've got a oil pan with dirty oil in it, don't pour it down the sewer.
No. Absolutely.
Take it to a hazardous waste dump site. You know, pour it off into a jug that you can get for old oil and a recyclable jug and take it in. And it's, you're doing the environment a favor when you do that. You're not, you know, you're helping yourself financially, yeah. but do the community a favor too.
Oh, that's an excellent point, Ron, and a great reminder. Really, it is. Thank you so much.
I have empty oil bottles, the plastic ones that I buy them in, and I pour them in there. I take them to AutoZone. They recycle them for free. You can take them and drop them off. They'll
oh,
take
really?
Care, they'll take care mm-hmm. of it for you. So that way, it's one less thing in your garage. And also, correct, never, ever dump it down a toilet or a sink that is nasty and damaging to your pipes as well as the water.
Well, let's not forget that everything ends up in water sources that we mm-hmm. drink from.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you see garbage on the streets and there's a big rain and that stuff gets washed into the sewer systems, and like you said, with the used oil, everything ends up in our water systems. And so that's something we all need to kind of collectively
yeah.
look out for each other.
Matt from Germantown just reached out again. He said to me, how much to have you change my oil? I'll tell you what, Matt. If you invest,
I want to know this price point.
No. I'll do it for free. If you invest in all the things you need, and there's not many, it's the bucket, it's the clamp for the oil filter, it's the ramps for your tires, and if you have a socket set laying around too, I will show you how to do it, and you can do it yourself. It is not hard. It is literally undoing a bolt.
YouTube University in real life.
Yeah.
It's presented by Greg Bach.
It's true. It's literally, it's so simple. I was almost angry at myself because my brother-in-law was like, I change my oil all the time. I'm like, did you go to Harvard? And he's like, no, I didn't. So let me show you.
No,
idiot.
He went to YouTube University.
Exactly. And he does. He does. He's really like turned me on to that idea of just like, just go online. I mean, companies will put tutorials on their websites mm-hmm. to show you how to assemble things, how to troubleshoot. Don't, you know, If it's a warranty issue, I would
consult
the warranty.
Yeah, don't screw up your warranty. Yeah,
right to repair is a very important thing for us to be able to repair our own goods when you have a warranty or anything like that. I have a YouTube project started in my kitchen right now.
What
I was
are
working
you doing?
On it over the weekend. I'm making a pea trellis for my pea plants out in the garden because trellises are very expensive. For
they
no
are.
Reason.
Yeah, they really are.
For no reason. Yeah. So I bought I sprung a little bit. I got the nicer pine so that it would last, but very affordable way to make a pea trellis.
Yes.
Off of YouTube.
It's out there, seriously. And Matt finally comes back with us. I have a PhD, but I wasn't in that curriculum. Thank you, Matt, for reaching out.
Greg's Mobile Oil for you.
Yes.
Coming to a neighborhood near you.
Happily. I'll show you so many things.
When we return, we're going to talk all things Harley Museum. Tim McCormick will be here. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Executive producer Luke Mathers in for Calvin today. Thank you so very much for joining us right before the 12 o'clock news. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform Elon continues to actively ruin. We like to talk to him every couple months and find out what's going on at the Harley Museum. Tim McCormick is here. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning. I couldn't be better. I'm out here on the patio enjoying life and enjoying the sunshine while we still have it here in Milwaukee at the world's only Harley-Davidson Museum.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be a really busy summer. It always is at the Harley Museum. And I know you have some special things in May. So where do you want to start with what's happening at the Harley Museum this month?
Like I said already, we've got the patio open. You might see some diners across the way here. We've actually got some bikes already parked out on campus here. Bike nights have kicked off. We've got a couple under our belt. We've got the Whiskey Bells playing here on Thursday. Like I've said before, anytime you decide to join us in May here at the Harley-Davidson Museum, you're going to have a great time.
And are these things that people have to sign up for, Tim, like the bike night and things like that, or register or anything?
You don't even need a bike for bike night. You can come on down by boat, by foot, by scooter, roller skates, whatever the case may be. Free live music every Thursday. Like I said, we've got some of our favorite bands from Milwaukee, from Wisconsin. No need to sign up. Just bring a good attitude and get ready to have a good time every Thursday through September here.
We were talking earlier about the fact that we didn't know this a long time ago, I don't know when it was exactly, but some time ago in the earlier days of Jane Matinair, she owned her very own motorcycle as well, was an uneasy rider. So now you don't need to have one to go there. And I want to thank Luke Mathers for playing Slow Ride, because instead of being like a rocking tune, when you're like, Slow Ride, take it
easy.
Tim, I was telling him when I first got my bike, and this is like 20 years ago, one of the first times I was taking it out, I dropped it coming out of my own driveway, and it was like the old laughing, slow motion kind of... So, yeah, I was an easy rider. I kept it for a couple of years, and I always felt like I was more of a hazard to everyone else. So... Not everyone should drive a bike. Some of us are better passengers.
Gotcha. Got two up. We've got lots of two up riders. However you want to get down here.
There you go.
There are classes too. I mean, is Harley involved at all with motorcycle riding classes?
Yeah, Riding Academy takes place at just about every dealership throughout the country here. I went through it myself. A great way to learn how to ride a motorcycle. If you've already got a license, it's a great refresher course. And I tell people, even if you're sticking to just driving in that cage, it's a great idea to take this class just to get a sense of what motorcyclists are encountering on the road. And hopefully you're a little bit more watchful when you're out on the roads as well.
Well, and it was nice. I remember when we took it, I think we practiced at, it might have been the parking lot of what was then County Stadium. So it's right. It's not like they're taking you out of the freeway right away. You know, let's go hit the road. We're going to Spooner. It's just a lot more. Let's practice this for a while. Make sure you know.
After you get that license, you can come on down for another kind of easy rider experience. We've got demos every Saturday. And if you have that motorcycle endorsement on your license, you can take out a brand new Harley-Davidson motorcycle.
Wow.
And it is a very nice leisurely roll through the Menominee Valley neighborhood here. Turn around just about at American Family Field, depending on Brewer's schedules there.
Sure, sure.
But a nice introductory way to... get a little more street confidence after you get that license.
It's important. It really is.
I mean, I told you earlier that I the only way I would drive a motorcycle is if it had three wheels, because I'm a scaredy cat. I'm sorry, Tim. I'm a scaredy cat.
But
not at all.
But it's
we
also
got the three wheelers,
right? And it's also about knowing what you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. 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 I remember when I first got my license, I was very excited to encounter rush hour traffic because it meant I didn't have to zoom everywhere.
Oh.
And I could take my time and get a little more comfortable on the bike. Everything at your own pace.
Absolutely. Tim McCormick is here with the Milwaukee Harley Museum. What else should we spotlight for the last couple of minutes that we have you for, Tim? What do you want
to
highlight?
We're very excited to bring the Armed Forces ride back to campus on Saturday here. We are in the midst of Armed Forces celebration throughout Milwaukee. That leads up to Saturday, a great ride and ceremony that takes place here on campus. And as a part of that celebration, we're offering all retired and active military members free admission on Saturday.
Nice.
So a great way to commemorate and say thanks to all those brave men and women who are fighting the forces for us. And then they can get free admission on Saturday. Just a great way to wrap up Armed Forces Week that takes place here in Milwaukee.
And if you never visited the museum, you really should. There's so much to see. It's so interesting just how this has developed and changed over the years and adapted and all of those things. You have a wonderful gift shop. There are sparkly things in your gift shop that I'm all about.
All right, I'm making note of this. Buy Jane sparkly Harley things.
I'll make a note too here.
And of course, your restaurant there has great food.
Yeah, so we are really leaning into, of course, Cinco de Mayo is about a week or two past here, but we're really leaning into those south of the border flavors for our specials all month long. Luke, I see your pup in the background there. We wanted to make sure to tell everybody our patio at Motor is pet friendly. Our chefs even went out and developed their own recipe for treats for your four-legged friends, and they've got a little Harley mold that they'll be dishing those out with. So a great idea to bring down something for the pup. And feed your own belly for lunches or dinners here at Motor.
Very, very
now
cool.
Now I'm missing my dog and I'm hungry. Well, thanks a lot, everyone.
We will put a link up to the Milwaukee Harley Museum in our show notes once the show gets posted. It takes about an hour. Tim McCormick from the Harley Museum, always a pleasure to talk to you, Tim. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Great to see you, Tim.
Thanks so much. Hope to see you soon.
Take care. Thank you. Thank you to our guests this morning, Tim McCormick, Representative Lakeisha Myers from Milwaukee. Thank you to Greg and to Luke and to all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing runs at all. And thank you most of all to everyone for calling and for texting and most of all for listening. It means everything. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. News is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.